Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Monday, the 20th of February, 2023. Glad to have you back on the program for another week here. Back to school and back to work as well. Glad to have you on the program, as always, with our producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, how was your weekend? Well, he's actually, he's still there. You look like a Muppet. You know, those Muppet, but they kind of zig in and zig out of the frame there. But here you are. How are you doing?
Yeah, as far as the zigging in and out of the frame, that's because the in our current studio setup in the production booth, the big rack of audio equipment makes it get very hot in here. So I'm a big box fan on the ground, but it's pretty loud. So if I know I'm going to have to talk, I turn it off.
Oh, very good. How was your weekend?
But my weekend was pretty good. Hung out with some friends, stayed up very late on Saturday, which I haven't been doing lately, but
you took a night off. You're entitled to that. You're entitled.
Yeah.
I kind of took a mental health day. I kind of checked out, didn't really look at emails, didn't call people, just kind of like, just needed a day. Got outside a little bit and just kind of chilled. Took a nap of all things, rarely take a nap. So, I feel a little refreshed. I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Taking the advice, as I've said so very many times, of my 7th, 8th grade math teacher, Andy Spees. Math is in life. You have to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So I did a little pausing and reflecting, and that was good. That was good. Some sad news over the weekend. We'll be talking about it a little bit later on the show today. Former UW Chancellor, UW Madison Chancellor, Rebecca Blank, passing away yesterday after a battle of cancer at the age of 67. Met Chancellor Blank a handful of times. Wonderful person and very gregarious, very, very kind. Actually know her husband, Hans, much better. Was a longtime client and guest of our coffee shops and just a really great guy. I've talked to Hans on several occasions. Smart guy, thoughtful guy. Had some political discussions and debates over the years. But kind of the unsung hero in that relationship, in that, of course, as chancellor, you get all the credit. You're kind of out there. But Hans really did a lot, continues to do a lot in the community, even though of course, Chancellor Blank had taken the new job at Northwestern to become the Northwestern president there and was unable to actually fulfill that and start that because of her cancer diagnosis last year. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with Hans and with the entire family of former Chancellor Blank passing away today, over the weekend at the age of 67. Also, a former President Carter has chosen to go into hospice care, saying that he would like to live out his remaining days at home and has made that decision. So people are certainly sending their warm thoughts and wishes. We do so as well to him and his family during this time as he begins his final journey here on this planet. So a little bit of heavy news over the weekend as well. So, but that's life. On the kind of the brighter side, you might say, this morning, President Joe Biden landing in Kyiv unannounced this morning, giving about an 8 or 9 minute speech there this morning. We have recorded that and we will bring it to you here after the break. I think it's important because this happened before a lot of the mid or before a lot of the rush hours, so not a chance to hear President Biden's remarks, but we will bring that to you in just a minute. First of all, your weather forecast and updated forecast for you across the Civic Media listening area, particularly where our show plays in Richland Center, WRCE News from the Center. Today, the calm day today is going to be partly sunny, a high of 41 degrees. By the way, Mr. Zommers, is President's Day. Happy President's Day to all who celebrate.
Happy President's Day.
And President of the United States meeting with President Zelensky out in the Ukraine. So I guess that's very appropriate. Of course, combining President Washington and President Lincoln's birthday into one day now on President's Day. Continue on the forecast for tonight in Richland Center. Breezy, a chance of rain or snow, then mostly cloudy. A low of 16. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, blustery, a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, and a high of 31 degrees. Then Tuesday night, Tomorrow night is when that storm moves in. Right now, a winter storm watch in the area just north of there, looking for even heavier snows than in Richland Center. Still kind of trying to figure out the snow accumulation. Right now, I'm looking maybe like anywhere 3 to 5 inches of snow, but that may change as the forecast moves on. So be aware of that. Up in Wausau, even more snow expected up there. Looking like a partly sunny today. Snow showers likely in the afternoon, a high of 34. Snow continues on tonight. Looking for not a lot of accumulation today and tonight, maybe just a couple of inches for tonight, a low of 14 in Wausau. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow showers and a high of 22. And then Tuesday night, again, that's when the big snows come in, and a low of 16. Looking around maybe 4 inches there, so maybe again, a total of 4 to 7 inches in Wausau. But we shall see where that storm tracks. And then up in Amory, looking for a winter storm watch in effect as well. Today and tonight, snow likely, a chance of rain or snow as well, a high near 35 degrees, maybe a couple of inches of precipitation in the form of snow, mostly. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and blustery, a low of 6. And tomorrow, Tuesday, partly sunny, then snow coming in the afternoon, a high of 19 on Tuesday. Looking like maybe a half inch or snow possible on Tuesday, and then Tuesday night, 3 to 5 inches or more of snow coming in on Tuesday night. So it looks like tomorrow night into Wednesday a system, and then maybe carrying on into Thursday as well. We'll get all of the details from the weatherology forecasters at the bottom of the hour at 8:30, a complete live look at weather and where this storm is tracking a little bit later on. Again, we're going to talk about President Biden in Kyiv and have his full comments as well. And we're also going to take a look at some truth that needs to be told. The Trump administration, thankfully not. The Trump campaign already sending out lies and deception. We'll clarify that in this hour as well. Stay with us. News headlines are next on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 8:15 on a Monday morning, the 20th of February, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. I'm Todd Allball. Taking a look at news headlines, what you need to know on this 20th of February. And we're going to get into these longer comments this morning by President Biden. Speaking of the president, he made a surprise trip to Kyiv today, his first trip to Ukraine since Russia's invasion began nearly 1 year ago. Biden, in joint remarks alongside Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, announced $500 million of additional assistance. And again, we're going to have that entirety of his speech just under 10 minutes coming up here in a couple of minutes after the headlines. Ohio train wreck. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are expressing their anxiety and health concerns after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed earlier this month. While officials have repeatedly sought to assure residents that the water and air in the community are safe, residents have been reporting rashes, nausea, and headaches. This comes after vinyl chloride was released from the train following the derailment, a chemical that has potential to kill at high levels and increase cancer risks. The state now plans to open a healthcare clinic in East Palestine tomorrow for residents concerned about possible symptoms. Later in this broadcast, later on our show, we are going to have a report that was on CBS News over the weekend talking to Aaron Brockovich, the activist, and explaining exactly what's going on here in Ohio. Looking forward to sharing that with you. Happier news, Mardi Gras is continuing, but not so happy news. A shooting along a Mardi Gras parade route in New Orleans last night left one person dead and injured 4 others, including a juvenile girl. The gunfire erupted along the route of a popular parade area. North Korea launched 2 ballistic missiles into waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula today, the second such test in 3 days. Leader Kim Jong-un's sister warned more missile tests are to come unless the U.S. halts military drills with South Korea. Turkey has ended most search and rescue operations nearly 2 weeks after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake killing tens of thousands of people, the country's disaster management authority said. The death toll across Turkey and Syria has risen to more than 46,000 500. And President Carter, as we said at the top of the show, has chosen to go into hospice care. The nation's 39th president has kept a low profile in recent years due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but continued to speak out about the risks of democracy around the world. His family asking for privacy and support at this time. Going to bring you now this top news story of the day. President Joe Biden in Kyiv this morning made a surprise appearance there with the president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky. He went to the podium. We're going to bring you this now. The president of the United States about an hour and a half ago in Kyiv this morning.
You know, it was 1 year ago this week that we spoke on the telephone, Mr. President. It was very late at night in Washington, very early in the morning here in Kyiv. Russian planes were in the air and tanks were rolling across your border. You told me that you could hear explosions in the background. I'll never forget that. And the world was about to change. I remember it vividly. Because I asked you, what is there? Mr. President, what can I do for you? How can I be of help? And I don't know if you remember what you said to me, but you said, and I quote, gather the leaders of the world, ask them to support Ukraine. Gather the leaders of the world and ask them to support Ukraine. And you said that you didn't know when we'd be able to speak again. That dark night, 1 year ago, the world was literally at the time bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Seems like a lot longer ago than a year, but think back to that year. Perhaps even the end of Ukraine. You know, 1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The American stands with you, and the world stands with you. Kyiv has captured a part of my heart, I must say. I've come here 6 times as vice president, once as president, and in 2009 as vice president when I first came here. Then back in 2014, I came 3 times in the aftermath of the Revolution of Dignity. And I again came in 2015 to address the Rada about the work of building a strong democracy. And I came in 2017, just before I left office as vice president. I knew I'd be back, but I wanted to be sure. Even though the election were over, Barack and I were out of office, I decided to make one more trip before the next president was sworn in, to Kyiv. So, President Zelensky, you deeply honor me here in Kyiv with you today. To meet with your military, your intelligence folks, your diplomatic teams, community leaders who have stepped up and helped their country in their hour of need. It's astounding who stood up. Everybody, women, young children, trying to do something. Pulling people out of apartments and being shelled and literally what I think is war crimes. It's astounding. And the whole world sees it and looks at it. This is the largest land war in Europe in 3/4 of a century. And you're succeeding against all and every expectation except your own. We have every confidence that you're going to continue to prevail. You know, from the moment I first received an intelligence report in the fall, about a year ago, we were focused on determining how do we rally the rest of the world? How do I help you with the promise you asked me to make to rally the world? Well, how do you succeed? How do you get a world to respond to a prosperous economy, a confident democracy, a secure and independent state, when United Americans of all political backgrounds decided that they would step up? American people know it matters. Unchecked aggression is a threat to all of us. We built a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific, NATO to the, in the Atlantic, Japan in the Pacific, I mean, across the world. The number of nations stood up, over 50. Help Ukraine defend itself, unprecedented military, economic, and humanitarian support. We united the leading economies of the world to impose unprecedented costs that are squeezing Russia's economic lifelines. Together, we've committed nearly 700 tanks and thousands of armored vehicles, 1,000 artillery systems, more than 2 million rounds of artillery ammunition, more than 50 advanced launch rocket systems, anti-ship and air defense systems, all defend Ukraine. And that doesn't count the other $500 million we're announcing with you today and tomorrow. That's going to be coming your way. And that's just the United States in this piece. And just today, that announcement includes artillery ammunition for HIMARS and howitzers, more javelins, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars to help protect Ukrainian people from aerial bombardments. Later this week, we will announce additional sanctions against elites and companies that are trying to evade sanctions and backfill Russia's war machine. And thanks to bipartisan support in Congress, this week we're delivering billions in direct budgetary support. Billions in direct budgetary support, which the government can put to use immediately and help provide for basic services of citizens. The cost that Ukraine has had to bear has been extraordinarily high, and the sacrifices have been far too great. They've been met, but they've been far too great. We mourn alongside the families of those who've been lost to the brutal and unjust war. We know that there'll be very difficult days and weeks and years ahead. But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing. Russia's military has lost half its territory it once occupied. Young, talented Russians are fleeing by the tens of thousands, not wanting to come back to Russia. Not just fleeing from the military, fleeing from Russia itself, because they see no future in their country. Russia's economy is now a backwater, isolated and struggling. Putin thought Ukraine was weak and the West was divided. As you know, Mr. President, I said to you in the beginning, he's counting on us not sticking together. He was counting on the inability to keep NATO united. He was counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong. Plain wrong. And 1 year later, the evidence is right here in this room. We stand here together. Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country. In Washington, not long ago, you told us, you told the Congress, quote, "We have no fear, nor should any in the world have it," end of quote. You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is. From all sectors of your economy, all walks of life, It's astounding. Astounding. Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
We'll do it.
There you have the President of the United States, President Joe Biden, a couple hours ago live in Kyiv, on the ground there, making a surprise visit to the capital city. Wanted to bring that to you in its entirety because it happened maybe before many of you were awake or watching the news this morning. I think it's important just to see and to hear live the entirety of a person's words and context of that. We'll find out a little bit later why that's important when you don't just hear snippets of things. So we'll come back and talk more about the president's visit to Kyiv and wonderful other issues and subjects this morning. Your calls as well. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 8:33 on a Monday morning, the 20th of February, 2023. Mr. Zommer is a perfect choice there for music. Tell folks exactly what that song they were listening to is, if you would be so very kind.
Yeah, that is Peace Become Ukraine by Paloma Sridhar. I probably mispronounced the last name. Sorry about that. But
you did your best. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just a song that came out last year in support of, obviously, Ukraine.
And written for you. Written for the occasion, for the moment. Beautiful song there. We'll talk more about that. Pick up on President Biden's remarks in just a moment. Taking your calls as well, area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. If you'd like to call and give us your thoughts on Ukraine, the president in Ukraine, what do you think should be going on there? How you feel about the U.S. diplomacy in that region? What do you feel about Russia? Or if you know someone from Ukraine, give us a call. Here we go. Area code 715-388-7155. Always happy to take your calls. And starting last week at this time every morning, always happy to take the phone call from weatherology as well to get actual meteorologists with actual knowledge of the weather. Always happy to have them along. And we go to a weather forecaster now and meteorologist in the weatherology studios. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. I wasn't sure because I knew that we were kind of some different scheduling. So I blanked out. I'm like, who are we talking to this morning? I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was out on Friday and it was like right after we just started this call. So I was like, oh, well, I got one day with you guys. And then I was like gone for a day. So I didn't mean to confuse you.
All right. So Kara's
I'm here.
Here
for now.
All right. Well, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Kara, yeah.
Okay. Did you pronounce it Kara or Kara?
Kara. Yes,
all right. Well, see. All right. Very good. Very good. I apologize. We're learning as we go here. So, Kara,
right.
Tell us. Glad to have you back. And again, you'll be with us most mornings at 8:30 for actual live weather. Big storm system coming in. It seems like there's no risk for the wicked and darn little for the poor. And so you know where that lands me. But we have all kinds of weather systems coming in here. Tell the good folks across the state what we can expect with this storm, if you'd be so very kind, and what folks could expect in their neighborhood.
Alrighty, so I'll start with today just because today and a little bit into tomorrow are not too bad. So I can get that out of the way and then I can give you kind of the gist of the rest of the week and how that looks like for everybody. So today we do have some scattered showers throughout the region here. There is like one heavy band of snowfall coming through here. It's going to be very short. We're not expecting too much, which is nice. We are seeing about 35 as our high in Amory. We're seeing about 41, so really nice in Richland Center. And then we're also at 35 in Wausau. There's going to be kind of scattered showers throughout the day in all three areas. Once again, going to be a little bit warmer. And then as we head into tonight, unfortunately, everywhere is going to be really, really chilly. So we are unfortunately going to see those February temperatures come back in, dipping down to about 6 in Amory, 17 and in Richland Center. And then we're also at about 15 in Wausau. they can expect a little bit more snow until about this evening, but that's only because they're a little bit further east, so that makes sense. Now, as we head into Tuesday, it's going to be pretty much the same going forward for all, basically the entirety of the state. This whole system is kind of going to swallow the Midwest, essentially. The northern portion of it is going to stay super chilly. Temperatures are going to be, you know, in highs in the lower 20s, upper teens, and as we head into the evening hours or in the overnight hours, of course, in the single digits, and then eventually below zero, which we haven't been in quite a while. It's been very, very nice, so it's going to be quite a shock for sure. But essentially, everywhere can expect at least a start of snow showers throughout the day on Tuesday, mainly going to be in the afternoon. You might see some sunshine in the morning. Temperatures are still going to be in the upper teens, lower 20s. As we head into the southern portion of the state, Richland Center is going to be a little bit warmer, still reaching a high of 31. So they're going to kind of luck out, still get those nicer temperatures. But everywhere after here, after Tuesday afternoon, is actually going to still be much, much cooler. So like I said, snow showers will start there in the afternoon. As we head into Tuesday night, still more snow showers continuously. We are going to see pretty much accumulation, at least a couple of inches, basically starting from Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night and then all the way until Thursday afternoon. So it is a multi-day system. Fortunately, it's going to stay pretty much the same throughout, which does mean a lot of snowfall. That's the main thing. And then also very gusty winds. So we are going to see some winds come in Tuesday night, starting off easterly, 5 to 15, gusting as high as 25. 3 to 5 inches is possible over Tuesday night, pretty consistent throughout the system. Then on Wednesday, still a chance for some snow, still reaching lower 20s, lower 30s. So we're still kind of on that warmer side, but definitely going to cool down from there. Could be 1 to 3 inches throughout the day on Wednesday. Wednesday night, same thing, more snow, dipping down to the lower teens then, northeast winds around 25, gusting as high as 40. It's going to be very breezy then. And then those snow showers and winds will continue Thursday. Highs will be only in the mid-teens, lower 20s. So we'll start to really feel that. And then we're still expecting a few inches that day. We do have, as of right now, a winter storm watch, and only Amory is under that right now, but I do expect that to kind of extend a little bit further east and south as we head into tomorrow. So do keep an eye out for that. But they basically are just saying, hey, we're going to get basically snow accumulations between 10 and 18 inches are possible.
Wow.
I would say Amory is going to get a little bit more than Richland Center and Wausau. They are expecting probably around a foot, so probably around 12 inches. I would say a little bit closer to the Minnesota border is going to see just a tad more, but nonetheless, I mean, snow, a lot of snow throughout the entirety of the state. So no matter where you go, you're going to see those winds. You're going to see a lot of snow accumulation. So do plan for that. But then fortunately after that, you know, we kind of bounce back. It's going to be cooler on Friday, but we got some sunshine and then highs in the mid to upper 20s, maybe even some 30s over the weekend with a lot more sunshine and very calm winds. So that's kind of the gist of it. There is a lot, but I will say plan for Wednesday, Thursday to be a little bit rough out there, but then the rest of the week here should be at least decent and we can recover at least a little bit. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
All right, Kara, thanks very much. We appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be prepared, folks, as you are going to be traveling later on this week. Sounds like from Kara, a lot of weather across the state of Wisconsin in terms of snowfall as well. So, wow, a foot in Richland Center and more up in the northern parts of the state. 18 inches in Amory? That's crazy. That's a lot of snow. I guess good for snowmobiling, though. Good for tourism up there as well. So happy to have that tourism snow up there in northern Wisconsin. Getting back to our top news story of the day, of course, so we brought you President Biden's remarks. We normally wouldn't do a 8-9 minute clip like that, but I think it's very important. That's one of the great gifts of having this program and working for a company like Civic Media that gives us the ability to bring these long form reports to you. And President Biden making a surprise visit in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, on his way to Poland this morning for a summit there about what's happening, coming up on the 1-year anniversary of the Russian invasion to start a war against Ukraine. And a couple of things really stood out to me in those remarks that we played there a little bit earlier this morning. First of all, the president announcing a new aid package, about $500 million or so in new aid to Ukraine in the form of ammunition and things like that. But also perhaps more importantly, or as importantly, really delivering a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin right? Here's the leader of the free world standing in Ukraine, in Kyiv, the capital, and watching this morning some of this live while the president was there walking through Ukraine, air raid sirens going off. So literally in a live active war zone in which Russia is targeting that country. And here's the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, walking shoulder to shoulder with President Zelensky, president of Ukraine. I said it's a big message, right?
Absolutely. That I think is the biggest thing I took away is that he's able to do a 10-minute speech in Kyiv. So right. Clearly Russia is not succeeding in the way they thought they might.
And it was interesting this morning watching CBS News' coverage this morning. Apparently, according to reports from Air Force One, that when reporters arrived at Joint Base Andrews, air base in which Air Force One is kept and takes off from outside of Washington, D.C., when reporters arrived at Air Force Base Andrews or Joint Base Andrews and got onto Air Force One, in a rarity, the Secret Service came around and took the phones, the cell phones of reporters on Air Force One and put them into a lockbox or something because they couldn't afford to let this news out. There could be no room for error, no room for leaks. And so reporters traveling with the president had their cell phones confiscated on Air Force One until the plane had safely landed in Kyiv. So reporters were not able to communicate this at all, and I get it, right? I mean, you're flying the president of the United States into an active war zone. I think something similar happened when both Presidents Bush and I believe Obama, W. Bush and Obama, went into war zones in Afghanistan and Iraq, unannounced and a surprise there. So the president, while he was on the ground, President Biden today, not only giving that speech with the president of Ukraine, but also traveled to the U.S. Embassy and met with staff at the embassy in Ukraine. Can you imagine that? Being a United States embassy worker in the State Department and having the President of the United States show up, you know, unannounced. There he is in your embassy in a war zone in Ukraine. See, I agree with Mr. Zomers. I think that the real power here is sending the message to Putin that we're not backing down. Vladimir Putin vastly underestimated the resolve of the West and the support for Ukraine. He was hoping to divide NATO, and in fact, all he's done is strengthen it and add more countries to NATO.
Honestly, he underestimated just Ukraine on their own, too.
Aaron, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely the most respect and credit absolutely goes to the Ukrainian people. The resolve of that country, of those folks. Many without heat, electricity. Because Putin keeps cutting off the electric grid. And still, they continue to fight. It's truly, literally the front lines of democracy today around the world. And President Biden this morning making a surprise visit there. If you'd like to weigh in, tell us what you think. Give us a call, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. You might ask, why does it matter to us this morning? Well, of course, it matters on several different fronts. Not only are we sending a lot of aid there, military aid, monetary aid. But again, it's the matter of keeping democracy afloat in Europe. It's a matter of keeping NATO allies together, the European Union together. A lot of younger listeners will be too young to remember. When I was growing up, geez, I really do sound like an old person now. You looked at maps, areas like Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine were all part of the old Soviet Union. Under communist control. And of course, it was back in the 90s when Mikhail Gorbachev was the head of the old Soviet Union. And in conjunction with Ronald Reagan and then George H.W. Bush, started to tear down that wall of communism on the Eastern Bloc. Of course, the fall of the Berlin Wall in Germany, separating the East from the West. Remember, Western Germany was democratic. Eastern Germany was under the basic auspices of the communist government. All important to remember those days. And the democracy has to continue. Go to the phone lines now. Actually, what we're going to do is, I believe we have Mary in Richland Center. And Mary, if you just want to hang on a minute, because we have break here coming up, so I don't want to cut you off. When we come back, we have a caller from Richland Center. We'll take your calls as well. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. We're going to take a break, come back, have your callers calls on Ukraine after this. You're on the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Allball Show. It is now 8:50 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us, whether you're listening in WRCE in Richland Center, WXCO in Wausau, or WLAK in Amory, or perhaps, just perhaps, you're one of the cool kids who downloaded the Civic Media app and went to the app store there, downloaded Civic Media, open it up, go to other stations, then scroll down to WRCE News from the Center, WRCE, and click on that, and you can bring us up and listen to us anywhere where you have cell phone service or Wi-Fi. Mr. Zommers and I, Monday through Friday, 8 until 11, and any of the other great programs here on the Civic Media Network. Talking about Ukraine, President Joe Biden making a surprise visit to Ukraine today, to the capital of Kyiv, giving remarks there. We carried those comments here just a bit ago. And go to the phone lines now and take your calls. Going to Mary in Richland Center this morning. Mary, thank you so very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Todd.
What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Well, I just want to attest to what deserving, hardworking, educated people the Ukrainians are. My first visit to them was over 25 years ago, and I was traveling through Russia to Ukraine, and there was a vast difference. Ukraine was flowers, clean houses, educated people. I thought they were wonderful. Then after that, I happened to be a host parent for YFU, Youth for Understanding, and I had a young Ukrainian gal live with me for 1 year and go to the Richland Center campus.
Wow, that's amazing. So,
it is. It's wonderful. And so we have kept touch, and then when trouble broke out in Ukraine, I found her and called her, and we had a long conversation. And my gosh, they are so hard working. She sent me pictures of her sitting on her kitchen floor cutting strips from old inner tube tires that the army could use as tourniquets to stop the blood of on battlefields, whatever. So I just think they're wonderful, educated, interesting people.
I think now, it's so... Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Todd.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's very interesting because Aaron, our producer engineer, made the point earlier that despite all this foreign aid and the president being there today, really that the most credit belongs to the Ukrainian people. And I think that story just illustrates that the resolve, as someone who's been there yourself and seen this firsthand, the resolve of the Ukrainian people.
Oh, yes. And I know they have in their small village on the border of Poland near Lviv, that they have in their village taken in people from Kyiv who have no home left over there, and how they have worked and her family has worked to put on musical programs to raise money so these people can have a place to stay and food. So the That's Ukrainians amazing. Are very strong, very strong. Then, for me, because 25 years ago, I visited Ukraine, and my gal had a young son, and I thought to myself, hey, wouldn't it be neat if one of her sons could come to Ridgeland Center and go to the campus and stay with me like their mother did? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think I could do it in that many years later, but I did. And now I have her son is now in Appleton at the Conservatory of Music, and he stays with me when they are off between semesters and summer breaks. So
that's just an amazing story. I mean, literally a generational story, Mary. And yes. I know you're being a little bit modest here. You really worked hard and contacted a lot of people. And most likely, this individual's son would not be here, not for your work. But it just goes to show again, right, the connection to the UW-Richland campus. That connection, you know, happened through there.
Yes, it did. And I don't want to take a lot of credit because his mother deserved all the credit. She went back to Ukraine and taught English for 25 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, we do, in our small community, we do help in make a dent in world history kind of thing, I guess.
Well, and doesn't it just show that the world is much smaller than we think? And I know you're a very well-traveled person. And when you go to these countries, and you can say now, I've been there, you've seen all these things firsthand, you have relationships with people, it has a different impact, does it not? When you see this news, when you see President Biden there today, when you see what's going on, it hits different.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anything you can relate to makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I can say, yes, I remember walking down the streets in Kiev, and it's all bombed now. It's all gone. And it was a beautiful place. I just can't imagine doing that.
But you've been there and you've seen it and you know these people, and like I say, it hits different after you've been somewhere. That's why I'm such a big believer in travel, if people are able to do it. But also, to your point, you know, hosting, whether it's a high school event or whether it's a college, you know, get involved and be a host family, because I think oftentimes, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, you learn more about yourself by hosting a person from another country that they learn from you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what was really interesting? Because I had room for more than one gal. So eventually, I started out with a gal from Vietnam and the gal from Ukraine. Well, they found a home for Vietnam, but she still kept touch. And then there was another gal there that wasn't having very good success and living quite a ways from Richland Center. And so Natalia and I got together and said, hey, do you think we should ask Oksana to join us? Yes. Now, Oksana is a Russian.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm sitting here thinking, now, I'm 80-some years old, and I grew up in the 50s when we were scared to death of Russia and we had, you know, bomb shelters and all that stuff. And here I had two wonderful ladies living in my house, getting along beautifully. It just goes to
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mary. What were you going to say?
Well, nothing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's great. It's a great reminder that, you know, it's not a disagreement with the vast majority of people from Russia who are, as you just pointed out, can get along fine. It's the leadership, right? And so, you know, our angst and anger, you know, we have to remember that. It shouldn't be grouping everyone together. It's the leadership of Putin and these communist folks.
Yes, absolutely. Because we just had a wonderful time, the three of us here, and we all blended. Now, you see, Vietnam was kind of Russian, maybe, or you could have been communist or what. And so we had all these things that we got together and got along and learned from each other.
I really appreciate the call, Mary. I have to go to break, but thank you so very much, Mary, from Richland Center. Great story on Ukraine. Come back at the top of the hour. We'll tell you about what's happening in Wisconsin's meatpacking industry after this. Stay with us on the Todd Allbaugh Show.